There we go.
Okay, so the recording is active. We'll turn it off at the end.
Just
make it easier for Rick.
Here. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Who have we got on?
We've got Hussein, Pam, you, me. That's it, I think.
Oh, I thought somebody else might have just joined. No? Maybe not.
I joined.
Did somebody say something?
Now somebody's joining.
Christine?
Good.
Christine, that you?
Yep, it's me. I have Brian
okay.
here with me, too.
Well, we got two of the four committee members.
Okay.
The third
Actually,
one.
Hey, this is Steve Harris.
Hi, Steve. Lark.
Hi, Lark. Anybody else here?
I guess you found the corrected codes.
Yeah. No, no. I like free conference, though.
So is... who are we missing?
We're missing David, and we're missing John. Missing Brian, specifically. Somebody.
Brian's here.
I'm
Brian's
here.
With me.
Hello.
Oh, Brian's at the town hall?
Yep.
Oh, good. There's two people just joined.
Yep, John Tynan, I'm here.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yep. So we've got John, Christine, myself, Rick, Brian, for committee. We just need David, hopefully.
John.
Yep.
Or John here.
John's on.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
We'll give it another minute. See whether we get David on.
Yeah. Well, it's easier than driving.
Yes, sure. A lot easier driving. The only one who's going to see the handouts, though, is going to be Christine. In case there are any.
She's got some visual going on there.
I don't know, but that's where Brian is. He's at the town hall.
We got a full PowerPoint ready, so.
This is Jack Madem from Design 9.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Lark. Hey. Hi, guys.
How you all doing?
Doing fine. How are you? Everybody healthy?
Absolutely.
So far.
We're all sitting in our living rooms except for Brian and Christine.
Yeah.
They're in the town hall.
Oh. How are things going up there?
In Florida?
Good.
Still snowing.
Really? Oh, come on.
No.
I put in a foot of snow at the top of Bliss Hill today. Little,
How about it?
Are you
little
kidding?
Up the hill.
What?
Brick?
There you go.
Okay, I'm going to call this meeting to order at 4:48. I want everybody to know that it's being automatically recorded by the website. Everybody got a copy of the March 5th meetings from Brian, from Rick?
From Rick, yes.
Yes.
Any comments on the meeting minutes?
No, I don't have any.
Anybody want to make a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Been moved. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Moved and second. All those in favor of accepting the minutes, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Just so everybody knows, Pam Shrimpton from Holly's Communication Committee and St. Hamden from the Communication Committee and Holly on this call.
Hi, Pam.
Thank you. Hi, how you doing?
Okay. Status of the Phase 1AA and 1B payments to Y Valley. All
yeah.
the towns have signed off on the paperwork. I scanned it all, sent it to Michael Baldino, and then I mailed all the original copies to him a couple of days ago. Brian, you should be seeing your money as soon as they can release it.
They have released it already. So.
Oh, good. They're good.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions about Phase 1AA or 1B by anybody?
No.
Nope.
Okay. Brian, let's move on to you, and we'll go right through the agenda items as they're listed. You got a copy of the agenda there?
I do, yep. The status of the free hotspots provided
yep.
by MBI. So we've got, we're working with Access Plus and Axia. We hope to have the configuration for all of those next week in the switch. So I'm hoping by the end of the week, end of next week, all four sites will be up and running. So I will need to work out with Pam with the Town Hall in Holly, Savoy, and Monroe to get in. But we'll work
okay.
that through next week.
Well, you can
you
email
guys all got
me.
That? It's going to need access to all your town halls.
Yes.
Yeah, you can email me at townclerk@townhall.com.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll
this is
reach out when
Brian.
I know when those are actually happening, and we'll try to get those knocked off. So we've installed a couple additional hotspots on our network at the sites that are active. So I know we got the one down at Hoosac Tunnel that's active now. So anyone down that way, they don't have to drive very far to be able to get internet.
So
Brian,
what's
the capacity of those hotspots?
Yeah, so I think we've got them set for like 20 meg service.
Okay.
And Brian, this is John Tynan. I was just wondering on how long are these hotspots going to be up for?
Yep, so they'll be up. Well, they're paid for by, they're free service by all the providers through September 1st and through Axia. After September 1st, they're going to have to decide if there's still issues, if they're going to extend it or start charging for service if that was going to stay on board. And it won't be cheap. It's kind of like the service you're getting from MBI and all the other sites. But there's a function to, why we had them. We may take a different type of circuit at some of them, but we'll see when it gets closer. So it's free until September. We'll certainly make ours available as well as an issue for longer, and even those sites, if we've got our broadband to them, we can continue them to be free to the public. For a period of time as we're constructing, so people can try things out and have access.
Yeah, we were just some concerns about people parking in front of Town Hall on the main road, so.
Yeah, you're close there.
Because there's not much parking area to begin with, so.
Mm. John, is that where your MBI connection is, at the Town Hall or at the fire station?
I think the main one is at the fire station, and then the school and the town hall or the community anchor, same thing. There's a setup in there, but I think the main unit is in the fire station where we pay. They pay us rent for it or whatever.
Okay, so that has plenty.
Got a lot of you there.
Parking has plenty of parking at the fire station.
Yeah, but you wouldn't really want people parking there either.
Oh, you're not allowed to park there?
Well, no. No, I mean, if there's an emergency or something, you wouldn't want people parked down in there. Or people really hanging out down in there. You don't really know why they're there.
They're all in their car, though.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't, you know. It depends how many people were going to do that, you know, but I could see it being a problem. I'd have to talk with the fire chief on that, but.
How about that school?
Well, a school would be a little bit better, I would think. There's, you know, I mean, you don't have as heavy a traffic over there. You have more resident traffic. Most of the traffic on 116 is not resident traffic.
Yeah, so the problem of the school is access for us to the school. So access to get into, you know, do anything there. Chapel, we're putting one at Chapel, which there's plenty of parking along, you know, Loop Road and, why can't I think of the other one?
So that should be fine then, right, John?
Yeah.
I mean, over that way, it's okay. We're just, you know, the town hall one, it's not going to really serve a lot other than people just driving by who may pick it up, I guess. Mm-hmm. If they know it's there, but
no, it's mostly to serve the communities, not the group.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of residents stopping there, but you wouldn't really want them parking along 116. It's kind of a, you know, it's a curve there, and people drive pretty fast. You got to watch yourself there. So
I heard a ding. Did David join us? Has David joined us from Monroe? I guess not.
Yeah.
Okay. Ryan, let's move down through the agenda.
Okay. Fully operational polls. We've got another site live this week, so NHT down by, so north of Hoosick Tunnel. So that site's up and operational. The total number of customers we've got is 84. Let me go pull that up here. So that's 47 in Florida, 8 in Holly, 29 in Savoy.
How about in Monroe now, or you just hooked it up yesterday?
That's actually down in Florida at north of Hoosick Tunnel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so nothing in Monroe until we get that that link over over that way.
How about getting Rick a list?
Yep, actually that's where I just dumped the list from our database, and that's where I pulled that, and I'm just going to clean that up, and I'll send this off to Rick. So,
Rick, one of the things that I'd like to have you query people when you talk, walk them through a speed test so they can tell you what they're actually getting at their home in comparison to what we think they should be getting.
Okay.
Reason I mention this is I've gone to the fire station, and I'm assuming the guest network is that little thing that looks like a Corella with two little ears off of it.
It's a little tiny thing, yep.
Yep. And I was only getting about 4 megabits per second right in front of that.
Yeah. So you remember, Lark, that site is connecting right now off the backside of an antenna up at the top.
What does that mean?
So that's not the design for that site is when we put the CBRS. We just moved forward and connected it to the 900, but the sector up on top of West Hill Road is actually aimed towards Savoy.
Right.
So the complete opposite direction. And we're connecting to the back side of it. So that's why there's...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
So when we deploy the CBRS, there's a CBRS sector that points down towards the fire department, and that's how the fire department will be connected in the long term, and others down that way.
The fire department in West...
I'm sorry. The not the fire department. The highway garage.
Okay.
So on the list, you may want to say which is a temporary hookup, because we don't know. He'll get confused, or Rick doesn't get confused when he goes out to the customer.
Yep.
That's really the only one, so.
Okay.
Okay. Moving down through the agenda.
Yeah, so polls, you see here. So we've got waiting for the Whitcomb Hill extension. That's waiting for power. That should be there at the end of next week. That's in Florida. Florida Whitcomb Hill Summit. Our electrician just finished the work yesterday. So that's now out for National Grid to complete their work. Thayer's all built. It's just waiting for the sites at, Monroe Town Hall is all built. It's just waiting for Roe and Thayer to come online.
Okay, so the site's all set. It's all electrical. It just needs a signal.
It just needs a signal. That's live. So we're waiting for power at Whitcomb Hill Extension. We know that's the end of next week. Whitcomb Hill Summit, or that's Moores Road. In Roe on Monroe Hill Road. In Savoy, we have Main East of Loop and Main Loop West. So those are the sites that we're waiting for power.
Are you waiting for power on Forget East of Grout?
That's a Phase 3 site, so it's still we're pretty far along. That's built.
Okay.
I guess I was focusing on the Phase 2 sites right now.
Okay.
And that is out for getting power. I don't have an update on when that's going to happen yet.
Okay.
But that site is all built, waiting for power. So. So next week we'll be out at Savoy, and so by the 15th, so that's, you know, the next 2 weeks, we hope to have everything completed for Phase 2. I think that's what the question is down here.
Down the bottom. You're talking probably.
So what's the date for the Holly? The poll's up, not configured yet. That's the rest of them. So let's see. The polls that are up and not configured yet. So that's going to be Side Hill, West Holly Road, East Holly Road. Forge Hill is built. That one's waiting for power, so that can be added to the list as well. That's fully built, waiting for power.
Yep.
Haskins and Banis.
Yeah, we did the poll hearing the other night, so that's for the electrical.
Yep, so that's going to be on its way. Savoy Town Hall, and then the two other sites, Windsor Road and just south of the town hall or south of the store on South Haskins. So those are the poles that are up that are still waiting for service or waiting for, you know, to be built out.
Did you say there's a pole on West Holly Road as well? I'm just wondering where that is.
That's the one that's... Oh, I'm thinking of the East Holly Road, aren't I? I haven't...
The one on West Holly Road... is just boy eastern side of 8A.
You were kind of breaking up. All right,
that's
so there is one on... I was just curious. There's one on West Holly Road as well.
Road, right near Savoy Road.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are the ones that are scheduled for the poll hearing on West Holly Road and Stetson.
Correct. And East Holly is also
Stetson
on that.
House?
East Holly's also on that hearing.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, because we moved the location of that.
And just so you know, Brian, we had to file a notice of intent with the DEP because we're within 200 feet of that brook over on near Savoy Road.
Okay.
And we won't say anything about the pole. It's your Pam's.
I'm sorry. What? We won't say.
We didn't file any paperwork on that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
You mean on Fort Hill Road?
Oh, I mean the one right across from your house.
Yeah, because we already have an electric pole, right? Is that why?
200 feet of a waterway.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about it. I get it. Yep.
Talk about it.
Nope, nothing to talk about.
Okay.
I guess we're up to Brian Gordon Mountain.
Status of getting Holly Fire Department set up with as a hotspot.
Yep.
Craig, I'm on a conference call. Sorry.
Yeah, so Lark, that's taken a little bit of a back seat here with these other hotspots coming and some of our other progress to move things forward.
Yep.
You know, so we're heading back to Savoy next week, and after we finish that, I could see heading to towards the fire department. Yeah, I think because we talked about putting a temporary solar can happen. It's falling off my plate. When are we going to get that done?
Somebody want to mute their phone? A lot of background noise. Sounds like demolition.
Okay, the status of the Borden Mountain site. So we've got our counterpoint, our consultant doing the drawings. So that we can get that out. Now that we've got cash, we can say go on that so they can get their application in and start the meetings and hearings.
What's your time frame on that, Brian?
Oh, that's an important one. So we just got our payments through yesterday, and I haven't called him yet and said, great, now we're ready to go. So it's an update I need to make with that consultant to say, you know, we can now pay
okay.
You.
Okay.
So
but you expect that to be done by the end of summer?
All the permits, yeah. I mean, it's going to start to impact, you know, these other sites, especially the Phase 4 sites.
When do you expect to have it up?
I can't say that until we get stuff from DEET.
Right.
Yeah. So I couldn't even guess.
Okay.
Expected completion of Phase 2, I'm going to say May 15th.
Three.
And Phase 3, we had it on the schedule. I think we were on looking for end of July.
No, end of June.
End of June, so the beginning of July. So, yeah, so that gives us 6 weeks of focusing on Phase 3, and I'm feeling pretty confident about that. And my agenda here.
Phase 4, probably...
Yeah, Phase 4 is, until we get the Phase 3 sites up, we've got some additional poll hearings that we need to have.
Okay.
So like Haskins and Bannis, as soon as we get that one built, then we can do the testing over at Phase 4. So, and there's poll hearings in Savoy.
Route 116, or
Yeah, well, we haven't defined that. We haven't finalized where that's going to be, but there's a couple places on 116 out by the highway department there, and there's two sites over in that direction that we're still trying to figure out.
Okay.
But we can't really test that until we get the Haskins and Banna site up and running.
Okay.
So completion
from,
of phase
from COVID-19. Four,
we're going to be really looking at end of August is in early September.
So we expect to be all done by the time the leaves up the trees.
Before the leaves come off the trees.
Good.
COVID-19 affected to get customers connected?
Yeah, it's affected our technicians' availability. There's certainly some family issues and stress related of that has been affected. As far as our construction side, it hasn't. We don't see really any big impacts of the COVID-19 on the progress. The next one, problems or delays. Weather certainly been has given us some delays. Got stuck in the mud earlier today, and but with the high winds, when we get those high wind days, we can't do our effective work up on the bucket. So that's affected it. A bunch more tree cutting down in by north of Hoosick Tunnel. We've had to take the tops of a whole bunch of trees down with landowners' permission to be able to get the signal over to Whitcomb Hill Summit. So that really should have been an 80-foot pole, and it was only slated as a 60-foot pole. That's been a bunch of that's been a big delay piece for us. Finances certainly has been a delay for ordering some stuff. I think we've ordered most everything. We haven't placed the order for our CBRS equipment yet, but that should be soon. Holding the finances has held off like this contractor for doing the work for Borden Mountain. And
yep.
Things like that. So, when we put in that request to have that phase 1B, we put that request in back in October, and we just got paid for it. So that's been tough working through that.
Assuming the other three pretty much.
Didn't quite catch that, Lark.
Are you on a cell phone, Lark? You keep coming out.
I'm on a, not a cell phone, no, but I'm on a cordless.
Funny, you keep cutting out.
I don't own a corded phone.
Anyway, yeah.
What were we talking about?
Financing.
You're saying, assuming everything else is okay, let's go. You were about to move on, I thought.
I'm for that. Let's hear from Jack.
Yeah, that's where you were going.
Hi, Lark. Jack here. Can you hear me?
Your end.
Yep.
Jack, we hear you.
Okay. I don't really have much to add at this point. Sounds like you're making progress, Brian. I know it's a tough time of the year for you, so I got a note of all your schedules, and we'll see how we do over the next few months.
Yeah, we're hoping that this is the best time of the year to be building. Black flies are starting to come out, but other than that, we're hoping to have some really good progress on these pieces. The Yeah, so I will note problems or delays. So we are struggling with customers in Florida off of Bliss Hill that we've put on the 900 megahertz that really are supposed to be CBRS for noise. And so we've oversubscribed the sector. We've got two sectors up there, but only one of them is taking the traffic, and that's where we're up today replacing the radio because it hasn't been performing. So hopefully that's solving that for that group of customers that have been experiencing some issues. I got stuck in the mud and then I had to run down for the 3 o'clock call. I haven't even seen how it's performing since then, so I don't have an update of it solved it or not. But we have proactively, been making repairs as we see them of trying to figure out, how to improve the network a little bit.
Anybody else had any feedback from customers who've been happy or unhappy?
Brian, you could maybe, Jerry had some issues, Jerry Bergeron.
Yeah, Jerry Bergeron, it really is it's a user experience issue. It's not the network. He's got a 50 meg connection there, and we don't see any issues at all. It's all uncertain. It's a user experience, and just how does my phone connect from one to the other? Jumping back and forth. So I don't know what to say about that one, and we're going to have some of those that what they're experiencing is not something that we're able to reproduce.
Oh, yeah, I said he told me he'd canceled the service or something, so I was like,
Yeah.
But his DSL will probably go away eventually, so then he'll be back.
Mm-hmm. So.
That's about it, I guess. That's all I've heard.
Yeah, in terms of my surveying, I've been stymied until today when I received information that gives me enough to go on to make intelligent-sounding calls. And I guess you're going to send me some more, Brian.
Yep.
I got something from Kate, which gives me enough information that I can not sound like a total idiot when I'm calling somebody. I don't want to be in a position where I call somebody only to find out that they've never even been installed.
Okay. So you did get something from Kate earlier?
I got something from her earlier, yes. And she put.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that before I send you the same thing.
Yeah, she made some notations, which are good for me. You might ask Lark whether that... I'll forward that to Lark in case he didn't get it. You might ask Lark if that's enough specificity for him.
Okay.
Anything else we need to touch on tonight?
You had something about another press release. I don't know.
Be in a position where we think we're ready to do another press release or not really?
Not really.
Okay. That's my thought based on what I'm hearing tonight.
Okay.
Hussein here. I just wanted to state that I've got clients in the town of Florida who are on this network now and are very, very impressed by the capabilities and speeds of it.
That's great feedback.
Oh, good work.
Great, yeah.
I have one neighbor that we talk to 9 feet apart. And he's always been not interested in internet until he got a chance to talk to his grandson in England. And now he wants to know when it's going to be up.
Yeah, I've been getting a call every week, at least one call a week, wanting to know where the network stands.
Well, my sister is certainly one of those people.
Yeah.
And, Lark, I did just look at your slideshow. It looks great. You did a nice job on the town of Holly. this slide show looks great.
Yeah, I took pictures of all the poles that are up in the Holly area, put a PowerPoint together, comments about what the timing was, Ryan's report a couple weeks ago.
Good job.
Okay, if there's no other business, how about we set a next date?
Okay.
Want to make it the first week of June? By then we should be all through with phase two.
That is correct.
Sounds good to me.
On a Thursday, maybe? That would
It'll be a Thursday. It'll be at 4:45. It'll be a conference call.
Thursday the 4th?
Yeah.
I don't have a calendar in front of me, Rick. That sounds
about
right.
Yeah, the 1st is Election Day, so it's got to be the 4th. Right, Rick?
Right.
I think so.
Okay, so it'll be the 4th at 4:45, conference call.
Yep.
I hope the weather is dry, because this wet, rainy weather gives us terrible phone connection, Holly.
That's true.
Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I give you a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
Bye, everybody.
Stay safe.
Lark, are you still there?
I am.
You need to. You can sign out of the recording.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get
Star 9.